For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age. I'm your host, John Age, coming at you in the wee hours of the AM. Loving it, folks. Love coming at you in the wee hours of the AM. So here we are in the wee hours of the AM, sitting at what? 2:09 Eastern Standard Time. Formerly great state of North Carolina. So, folks, I wasn't going to do this, but here I am, and there you are. So we'll do a second show today. Oh, my goodness. So much to get into this evening, isn't it, folks? I didn't really think there was until I was about to call it a night, and lo and behold, there's a whole lot of fires going on, isn't it? Title of the show this evening, Anomic Age Information Breakdown Segment 230. If not by train, by fire. It seems like it, doesn't it? Here I thought we were kind of just wrapping up another week of trains when did a little searching. Not a lot of searching. It was just almost omnipresent on the social media. There was fires here, fires there. Dare I say, fires almost everywhere. And I'm not talking just domestically here in the continental U.S. I'm not even covering a fire that's in Hawaii, for Pete's sake. I need to get on that, put that to the list. But across the pond, to neighbors to the north, and a whole lot of burning here domestically also. Before we get into that, AnomicAge.com, please share those links, friends, family, loved ones, and enemies. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. You can find all those links to donate, contribute, to become a patron on whatever platform you happen to be listening to and or watching this on. If all fails, you can go to AnomicAge.com. And at least for now, it'll be there and you can donate and become a patron there as well. You can also get the free Android app, free iPhone app, subscribe by email link for free, and the newsletter all for free. Oh, you can also do the lightning link down there also if you want to throw me some Shitoshis, fragments of Bitcoin. You can do that as well. But however you'd like to contribute, I would be grateful, happy, privileged, and definitely thank you for, because this is free for you, but not free for me, I assure you. So let's get into it this evening, shall we? I'll just, kind of like the last episode, where we got into the trains, now we'll get into the fire. We'll do a lightning round of fire all across the globe, and I apologize if I'm leaving anyone out. Shoot me an email, john@anomicage.com, and I'll try to update the list of fires, death, destruction, mayhem, and the like. That's on tap for us this evening. All right, let's hit things off across the pond first. We'll go to Italy. Verona, Italy. A fire devastates the Salumificio Coati plant there in Italy, and The words don't do it as much justice as the imagery. Holy smokes. There we go. Pun intended. Salumificio coati plant. This was 9 days ago. I apologize for my tardiness. I was too consumed by the trains. So this is a big plant there in Verona, Italy. On fire. Old Kiss song, Heaven's on Fire. Well, I certainly wouldn't call this heaven, but a whole lot of the earth. I'll keep it clean if I can. Is on fire. So a big fire in Verona, Italy. And I suggest looking to the video. The video is a lot more telling than this small image there. But we got more. And if you missed that one, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave you out. News.italy24.press is where you can find the plant fire there in Italy. Here's another big one from Montreal, Canada. This can be found at montreal.citynews.ca. Early morning fire at refinery plant under investigation. Just looks massive and insane, just like the aforementioned fire there in Italy, excuse me. This is from February 12th. What was that other one? Let me see. I'm sorry. It just says 9 days ago. It didn't give me a date stamp on that one. My apologies. Anyway, that's Montreal. Montreal in a blaze as well. And I'll just comment at the end. I'm just going to roll through these. This one, another massive fire in the city of Chicago. I need to touch base with some contacts there and see if they have any information. Chicago Heights fire, massive blaze breaks out at South Suburban Furniture Factory. That is February 6th. I don't know why we're just now getting the info on this. I guess this is now making the mainstream news. But nevertheless, it's Monday, February 6th. Massive fire there. And there's a better image of it. Just crazy. Massive fire in Chicago. Wait. There is more. Much more, I must say. Excuse me. Let's go to Florida, shall we? Here we go. February 13th. Let's go to Florida. This is from NBCMiami.com. Shocking images show crews battling massive fire at the Doral Waste to Energy Plant. That's Doral in Dade County there. Another massive fire. And that image does not do you anything near the justice either that the videos are going to do. But, yeah, that's in Dade County there. Another massive fire. There we go. That shows you a little bit better image there. This is another facility that they told the residents to shelter in place, much like they did in Ohio. So you got another massive fire. All kind of chemicals burning off here, and they're just telling the people to shelter in place. Don't worry about it. I don't stress it. You know, during the PSYOP-19, you had to wear 2 or 3 masks and get ID checks and all this baloney, cleaning it up. But not during an actual fire, right? Where chemicals are being released and all this fun stuff. I'm trying to find the good images of this, man. I can't find the good ones. Oh, well, I assure you they are there. But wait, there's more for Florida. Let's see what we got here. I touched on this one in the previous episode today. But this is in the Kissimmee area. It's Kissimmee Nursery in Florida. Let me see if I can pull this up. Here we go. Residents concerned about air quality after fire burns hundreds of plastic pots at Kissimmee Nursery. That's on the 17th of February in Florida also. A little bit out there by Orlando. So let's pull that up. This is from Fox35Orlando.com. And here we go again, just a massive fire. I think this was 5 acres, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, 5-acre fire at Kissimmee Nursery. We got tons of plants, or I should say plastic pots, and definitely a lot of fertilizer causing some massive concerns there in Florida. And so aptly titled, if not by train, by fire. I don't know what to say, honestly, except, how's that old saying go? Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence. Third time is enemy action. Yeah, I'd say we're under some enemy action right about now. And I know somebody's going, well, we can't necessarily say correlation equals causation here. You know, we're talking about different fires and different parts of the world. And I know, how can we dare say, excuse me, I try not to sneeze. How can we dare say, pardon me. I had to sneeze on that one. Didn't want you to be subjected to that. So, yeah, I know somebody's saying that. You can't necessarily say correlation is causation here. We're seeing these big fires all over the globe, and, you know, these big fires happen all the time. Don't worry about it. But I would definitely say that we are seeing a huge ramp up in the insanity, folks. We are seeing a big ramp up in the last month, where we've gone from the balloons / UFOs, we don't know what those are, to a major earthquake there in Turkey. I think that's a record magnitude earthquake, 35,000 plus killed. Aftershocks, all kinds of lights in the sky, mysterious clouds. That's clearly not normal. I would say that's likening to some weather and seismic modification. If you don't think that's legitimate, please do a little research on that one. So that's kind of obvious, I think, that we're seeing some anomalies there. And now we're moved into the big stages of these massive fires. Yes, big fires happen all the time. Yes, it's a big globe. There's a fire somewhere right now, I assure you. But we're seeing huge chemical plant fires here. We're seeing huge, massive warehouse fires. And if you don't think there's anything toxic about furniture, you might want to look into that. I mean, that Chicago fire, that's a big furniture plant. You should look into what they're stuffing in the furniture. That is toxic as you can get. Same thing with the aforementioned fire there in Ohio, and just the litany of train wreckage that's, coincidentally or not, the previous that I all covered in the previous show there, all looking like hijinks at best, because they are just so happen to involve a lot of chemicals at most of the ones that I covered in that previous show. Everything from tanker explosions to train derailments and spilling over all this carcinogenic chemicals. I didn't even have time to put this together because it's so late in the night, but you can see videos of just the massive wildlife die-off. If you just look around a little bit on social media, I can assure you, you'll see a lot of that coming out of Ohio. Just, what is it, barely 2 weeks into that fiasco, and it is just massive wildlife die-off. You're seeing all these residents with rashes, and if you saw that previous episode, that's one of the early signs from exposure to these chemicals in East Palestine or Palestine, however you want to pronounce it, Ohio. I mean, all this stuff, it is not a coincidence. Folks, please get a clue here. And just to connect some dots, this is what enemy invading forces do, sort of to soften the general public of a place they're about to take over. I'm going to have to pause this again. My nose is just going nuts here. Just give me about 30 seconds here, folks. I apologize. Okay, my apologies again. I'm back with you. Man, that sneezing took some toll there. All right, so bottom line is here. This is not coincidence. This is not happenstance. This is absolute enemy action. Who do we want to say is the enemy with this? I don't know. No organization has come forward and claimed any of this. But I would definitely harken back to the 60s and 70s where you got the SDS and you got the Weather Underground as well as several other just communist arms of the Communist Party that were causing this. I don't want to say it's that because I don't really believe that it is. I think this is on a global scale. That's really what this boils down to. I think a lot of people like to believe that everything that they're being subject to or we're witnessing is just happening in their own backyard. And one of the fringe benefits of the internet now is that you can look out there and see that it's not just you, that this is happening too. It's not just America. This is happening on a much grander scale, just as the PSYOP 19 was rolled out in one spot and then eventually seeped into the global populace at large. So you're seeing the same thing, and I think we're going to continue seeing the same thing. I believe we're going to see more and more of this all over the globe. They are quite clearly targeting, as we've covered in previous episodes gone by, the food industry with the over 100 food plants, food processing plants, food storage plants, food packaging facilities and whatnot. I mean, this is all over the globe. This is going on. This is in conjunction with Bill Gates buying up farmland. This is in conjunction with the rollout of the PSYOP 19, the masks, the vaccine, and the like. And now we're seeing these massive fires. We're seeing these train derailments. And if you saw this in a theater of war, you would know what this was. But I think because people are seeing this in isolated pockets, they're seeing this in their state, in their county, or in the greater United States, they're not putting these pieces of the puzzle together because they're not looking through that lens as you may have looked in Vietnam, in Korea, in Japan, in Nazi-controlled Europe at the time. But if you looked at it through those various lenses, you would see that that is how an invading force takes over. They soften the infrastructure. They erase the morale of the people. I've touched on this many times before, but in order to win hearts and minds, you got to break hearts and minds. You've got to disrupt the normality of the society. You've got to decimate that culture. You've got to prove to the populace that their way of life is wrong and your way of life is better. So you do that by disrupting the infrastructure. This is always done when a force invades. Before the troops roll out, before the bombs drop, there is usually counterinsurgents going in, special ops going in, in essence, terrorist cells going in and doing everything that I've covered in this show and the previous and on even past shows with the disruption of the food processing plants and the like. You take out the infrastructure. You take out the power plants. You take out the water purification plants. You take out the food. You take out these big buildings. You take out these big what's that word I'm searching for here? Institutions. There you go. So in doing so, you clearly take out some key elements of what you need to live, thrive, and survive, being food, water, shelter, and so forth. But another consequence of this is taking out these big institutions, these big buildings, these corporations, if you will. I watched and have had many of my classes watch a video on the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. And I always say that it's funny the things you remember and the things that you forget. Because during that video, they're talking about the conquest of America by the Europeans. And they're talking about the Native Americans being killed and various atrocities going on. But one lady speaks up and she discusses how their burial grounds were destroyed and how they were stealing skulls and all these various things. And she said she wonders if that was not an intentional act, because they knew that the Native American people viewed their ancestry with such reverence, and in a way their medicine worked through the earth and through their past relatives and so forth. And that always stuck with me, and I think we can apply that here, because there's really something to the destruction of a culture. The decimation of that culture, literally, figuratively, and spiritually. And I think that's what we see so often, but we might not know it and recognize it for what it is. But that's what we are seeing every day. You're seeing the supplantment of a culture by other cultures, by the open borders. You're seeing your own culture marginalized and viewed through this hostile frame of reference. You're seeing the decimation of the normality of male and female, the decimation of the normality of the nuclear family. And all that is being supplanted by all this trans and LGBT agenda-driven garbage. It's being supplanted by the erosion of masculinity, by the erosion of the head of the household and the mother and the father, the masculine, the feminine, working together. All that's being decimated. And you're seeing that now in the very literal framework, because the infrastructure that we know was corroding for so long, now we're seeing it come apart at the seams. We're seeing it explode. We're seeing it corrode on a daily basis. And when you see all these things, it's destroying these various elements of your psyche. It's destroying the mental. It's destroying the normal that you once knew and grew up in. And by taking out these big buildings, these big corporations, these big infrastructural elements, you're seeing the people gradually lose confidence in all that they have or all that they had. And when that happens, as I said before, you are decimating the hearts and the minds so that you can come in with something else and rebuild it in their image. Their image being the global satanic death cult pedophiles, the Satanists. I'll even go further and say non-human entities. I don't classify most of these people as human anymore. I really just don't. So that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing affecting the psyche. But that is just a translation of what we're seeing and experiencing. Life is experiential. Life is the feelings. It's the textural context of your existence. It's everything you see, hear, smell, feel, resonate with in your soul. And all that is sort of in a feedback loop that you also go through when you encounter and interact with other people. All that just feeds in to our culture. And in order to win hearts and minds, you got to break hearts and minds. And that's what they're doing with all this. So now we're just seeing the infrastructure and these big buildings and mega corporations and everything else coming to an end. Coming to an end with the end of commerce, with the big malls basically becoming defunct, just abandoned ghost towns of yesteryear. And now we're seeing it with the big infrastructural crumbling edifices. We're going to see bridges coming down. We're going to see dams and levees coming down. That's coming. Fear not, it's coming. Right now, we're just seeing it on a more small scale with the trains. What was that in JFK Airport a couple of days ago? It was a big power outage, so they had to stop the planes. Then, of course, a few days before that, with all this balloon hoopla, they were again grounding planes again. All the things you knew, loved, grew up with, that became your existence, that feedback loop that I talked about, the tangible, the intangible, the mental, the tactile, the spiritual, all those things are coming to an end. Because as an enemy comes in, they destroy the infrastructure, they break the hearts and minds to win the hearts and minds. That is what we are seeing unfolding 8 days a week, twice on Sunday, here in the Anomic Age. I think that's a pretty good stopping point. We could roll through all these different disasters and sort of uncover them and try to figure out who's behind this, who's behind that. I don't know. I don't know that I believe it's BLM or Antifa more than I probably believe that this is ops. This is the same ops that you might see in an enemy theater of war. We're just seeing it now here domestically. All those chickens are coming home to roost. All that karma, if you will, is coming home to roost. Just like the millions of babies murdered since Roe versus Wade, all those are coming home to roost. All the atrocities that we've inflicted on other nations, all that is coming home to roost. So we're just beginning to scratch the surface of what we will be going through. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Be safe out there. Do your part. And I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. I'm gonna go to bed.